Vayter and Shasri and Chulun Daf Nun, picking up on Mem Tesem Beis by the bottom of the page, 6 lines up from the bottom, middle of the line, Amar of Nachman. Chelav Asui Kekovayin Ososim, the chelav, the fat that's made like a helmet, cannot seal. Hecha, where's this talking about? Amila Chiti de Karkisha. Some say that it was the Chiti, it looks like wheat, that type of fat that is on the Karkisha, that's on the behind, where someone uses the bathroom and stuff comes out of. Ramallah, Tarpisha Deliman. Others say that it's the pericardium, the thing that goes around the heart. There's a fat stuff that goes around, looks like a helmet. Amarava. Shames Mine Drav Nachman Tarti. Heard from him two things, and that is Chimsa Ubar Chimsa, Chat Sasim, Chat Lo Sasim. There are these two different types of fats that are in the stomach area. One's called chimsa, one's bar chimsa. And one of them seals well, and one of them does not. And I don't know which one was which, right? Rashi says, Rava Kamala. Like, I don't know which one it was. Of Huna bar chenet, of Huna bered, of Nachman Amar, bar chimsa sasim, chimsa lo sasim. It's bar chimsa that seals, and chimsa doesn't. Amrav Tavos, so Simonech, how do you remember which one is which? Yofa koach ben, mikoach av, because bar chimsa, that's better, is the strength of the son than the father. Hi chimsa, hi bar chimsa. So, you know, which of the fats is the chimsa, and which is the bar chimsa? Toshma Damrav Nachman, inu mechal ochli. So, Rav Nachman said about a certain fat that the people of Eretz Yisrael would matir, but those above it would not. Is it possible to say that the people of Eretz Yisrael eat it? Talking about this kosher fat. Beep, turn the page. No, Alf. Would he done mistam nami lo sasim? And for us, we say it's not even going to seal at all? This area is a certain part of the stomach, and it has fat that goes around it, starting from the top, going at a, let's call it like a semicircle, to the left and then around underneath, right? So it looks like the letter L as it comes, you know, but curved on top and on bottom. It's kind of like hugging this part of the stomach. The greater part of the curve on the bottom is called the kesh, the akashta, the kesh of the bow, because that's how it curves like that. And the lesser part is called the bowstring. Like we're going to see, the Gemara is going to see, it's the fat of the bowstring that is the machlokas between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Rav Nachman says here that even the Bavel, people of Bavel who asked eating the fat of the bowstring, agree that this fat seals the puncture. And above Rav Nachman spoke of two fats, the chimsa and the bar chimsa of this stomach area. The bar chimsa seals and the chimsa doesn't. So we see that the bar chimsa refers to the fat of the bowstring, which Rav Nachman says here seals according to everyone, and chimsa must be talking about the fat of the bow. Dakashta kuli amalo pligi daser. In reference to the fat of the bow, that's the one that's on, you know, as it comes to the bottom part. Everyone agrees that it's going to be aser. Ki pligi the ayisra, or the argon of the bow string, the top part. Some say that Yisro kuli amalo pligi daser. Everyone agrees it's mutar. Ki pligi the kashta. The machlok is actually on the akashta. According to the first version, it says Gemar ki hada amar Rav Avi amar Rav Ami mikamtsin. We skim a little off the surface of the fat of the bowstring and we eat the rest of it. Right, even though the fat of the bowstring is mutter, according to the people of Eretz Yisrael, we skim some of the fat off the top and not eat it because of the chilav of the innards lies on top of it. The Gemara's Mashma, this is specifically what was done in Amarayim and Eretz Yisrael. So it comes to me that the first version of Machlokas is going according to the first one, because according to the second version, even Bavel would skim the top and eat the rest. So, V'chein Amar V'yanayim Mishum Zokin Echad Mekamsin, they're going to skim a little off the top of it, or the bowstring, and eat the rest of it. Amar Vavi Ahava Ka'imna Kameh de Ravami, he says, I was once in front of Ravami, and come to Behovi Le'evacha, they skimmed off a little bit of the top of the fat, the bowstring, they gave it to him, and he ate it. Delicious. Shameh de Rabbi Chanina, Havakoi Kameh de Rav Chanina, the Rav Chanina's Shamas is standing in front of him, and Amar Le'e Kamotz Havli Deichu. He says to him, skim a little off the top of the fat, over the bowstring, give it to me. The rest of it, so I could eat it. Chasid the Havik Come chasim, Rav Chanina saw that he was hesitant to do it. So Amalei Bavlaat, what are you, a Babylonian? Because they see that's aser. Gum shadei, cut off cut the fat off entirely, and throw it away, like if you're a Babylonian. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, b'nei me'ayim shenikfu v'leicha sosamtan sheref. The intestines are punctured, and a fluid seals them. It's kosher. My leicha, what fluid are we talking about over here? Amar of Kahana, shirka de me'ayya danafagagav docha. It's the sticky stuff of the intestines which comes out through pressure. It's this thick, mucousy, fat-like substance. Gemiri Chavraya Rabbi Abba, my Rabbi Abba, the colleagues of Abba learned from Rabbi Abba, a tradition, no manu Rabbi Zera, it's like Rabbi Zera, Farmila Chavraya Rabbi Zera, my Rabbi Zera, others say it was the colleagues of Rabbi Zera, learned from Rabbi Zera, manu Rabbi Abba, it's Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba, Bered, Rabbi Chia, Rabba, Hachi, Amar, Rabbi Chia, Rabba, Rabbi Yochanan. Halachik Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Treifa, Halachik Rabbi Shimon Be'evil. The Halachik goes according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in reference to Treifa, and it goes into Rabbi Shimon in reference to Avelus. Halachik Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Treifa, Hadamran, that which we just said, that the intestinal mucus can seal the puncture of the intestines. Rabbi Shimon Be'evil, Mahi, what's it talking about? The Tam, we looked in a Braisa, Koshal Shiyom and Rishon, the first 3 days of mourning. Right? If a relative of the one who died, who didn't know of the death, got to the place of mourning, if he comes from a nearby place that's within a day's journey, so he counts the 7 days of Shiva with the mourners, he doesn't have to make up the 3 days he missed. So when he comes from a faraway land, then he counts Shiva on his own. He used to do a full 7 days, starting from when he got there, and he found out about it. I feel the Babi Bakram Karav Munal Asral. From then on, if he got there after the first 3 days of Shiva, then even if he comes from a nearby place, he counts Shiva on his own. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, where's I feel the Bayama Shvi, Babi Bakram Karav Munal Imam. Even if he's on the seventh day, he shows up. If he's coming from a nearby place, then he's going to count the days of Shiva with the other ones, and only just the last day. And it was in reference to that statement of Rav Shimon that Rav Hazel Lach goes like him. Amar Mandehu, someone whose name, we don't know who it is, Amar Mandehu, he said when he heard this din Rav Abba, Rav Chia, Rav Abba, and then Rav Yochan, Iski ve'esik, right, Rashi says, who is this Mandehu? It's Echad min HaTamidim, Allah uses Zuchur in Elu, she says, Yo Gemara Me'av, they didn't know who it was, what his name was. So he says, "Iskavesik v'agmir l'shmaitim yipumi demara." That would be Zocha. Halafai Pizocha took up there to where they were and learned this teaching from the mouth of the master. Kisalak Ashkechil Rav Abba Breid Rav Chia Bar Abba. When he finally did go, he went to he found Rav Abba, the son of Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amalei. He says to him, "Mar halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifa." He said, did you really say that Lachi was going to be Shem Gamliel in the laws of a treifa? Amalei, ha ein alacha amri. Rabbi Rechia, Rabbi said to him, it's the opposite. I said that Lachi is not according to Shem Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon be'evil mai. So then what about Rabbi Shimon be'evil? Amalei, plukten in who? He said, that's a machlokas, the itmar. If Chista amar halacha, that Rabbi Chista said that Lachi goes to Rabbi Shimon about this mourner who shows up, v'china Rabbi Yochanan Lacha. Also, Yochanan says that. Rav Nachman Amir Alacha, Rav Nachman Salacha is not like that. Which is amazing. Pashkevilim, who knows if really said what they said. Vein Alacha B'Shem Gamliel B'Treifa, and the Alacha is not according to B'Shem Gamliel when it comes to Treifa, but Alacha K'B'Shem Be'Evil, but the Alacha goes according to Rav Shimon in reference to Be'Evil. Damer Shmuel. Alacha K'Divrei Meikel B'Evil, the Alacha goes according to the one who's more makel, we're dealing with Avelus. Yeah, where did we see that? We saw that somewhere else. Yeah, Moed Katan. Okay, now, Amar Rav Shimi Barchia, Makifim B'nei Me'ayim. We we can compare a hole in the intestines to a newly made hole to figure out when exactly this hole occurred. Rashi says, "Im nimtzu nekuvim ve'en ani yodim im kodem shchita v'im la'achar shchita, nokvim nekuv acher b'tzido, make another hole, v'roin imareim shalom, see if it's similar. Then kshira, do be a dua shel acher shchita haya. Then you know that it's going to be something that happened after shchita." There was a case of intestines that had a hole in it that came in front of Rava. And look how made Rava. Akfinhu velo idmu. He made other holes next to the first one and he compared them and they were not similar. So it must be that the first one must have happened before Shchita. Also, Rav Misharshia, Pareit Mimashmesh, Behu v'idmu. Then the son of Misharshia came along. What did he do? He rubbed the holes. And the new holes, and they became similar to the first ones. Amalim and Alacha. Jehovah says to him, where did you learn how to do this? Like this little shtick. Rashi says, Yadata Lassos Chachmazu. So Amalay, Kama Yade, Vimashman Shubahani, Mekmeda Lissilakamar. So he says, well, I understood myself. Rashi says, Meatsmi Avanti. Right? Because a lot of people were touching these holes before it got to you. So I just thought, let's do the same thing to that one. Amalei chakim b'ribe trefus Rabbi Yochanan. My son is wise in the area of trefus like Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says b'chol mili in all areas. Rabbi Yochanan b'Rabbi Eli Elazar Dami Tavayu. Both of them say makifim b'rei. You can compare the holes to a lung, the new ones that are made in order to check if it happened before or after. Rashi says hechad deleka limitli v'tavcho. When you're not able to be toled on the tabach, on the butcher. I'm a Rav Lomer and Ella Baos Aruga. We only see this where the new holes mean the same row of lobes of Ova Aruga. Aruga, you can't compare from one lobe to another one, one row to another. V'hilchaz alachiz, afilu me'aruga l'aruga, v'daka l'daka, migasa l'gasa. You actually can do, make a comparison one row to another, from a small to a small, from a big to a big animal, v'alo migasa l'daka, v'alo midaka l'gasa. Not from large to small, not from small to large. Not from the big lobes to big to small or small to big. Abai v'rovedom v'rovedom was in Makif and Bekano. You can compare the hole in the trachea to a new one also to see what the din is. Amar Papa Larman Ela Ba'osa Chulia. That's only talking about where it's the same three ring band. That's got to be the same one. Aval Mechulia L'chulia L'or. We can't compare from one band to another. V'chuz Elacha Etz Afil Mechulia Chulia. When we bar Chulia L'bar Chulia. Even from one Chulia to another. And even from a bar chulia, that's like a sub band that's right at the top at the very top, the throat side, which is the top, and the animal lies on its back. In shchita, the cartilage rings of the trachea are thick, and then they thin out gradually as they slope towards the bottom, where there's no cartilage at all, but simply a thin strip of flesh running down the length of the trachea. So the upper one is known as the chulia. The bottom one is known as the bar chulia. So, the halacha is, me chulia le chulia. You're allowed to go ahead and compare. Bar chulia, bar chulia. You can't go from a chulia to a bar chulia, from a bar chulia to a chulia. Amar ze'iri. Halecholah shenikfa kshera. The lecholah, that's the rectum. That's the end of the colon. And it's like a tube that goes to the end of the body. If it has a hole in it, it's going to be kosher. Because the hip bone, the hips, support. They support it. Vikama, how much of it is included is, you know, of the lecholas, which is this rectum is included in it, which part of it does not become a tree if it goes a hole. I'm Rabbi Eloi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. They call it Davik Viruba, the place where it attaches, you know, it's connected to the hips and it's a majority. Shalom Mokom Davik Mashu, but if it's not in that area there, then it's going to be a tree for even if it's just a small hole. I'm Ruha Rabbanu Kamid Rava Mishmed Rav Nachman. They said this day in Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rava, and they said the name of Rav Nachman. Amr, so Rava says to him, Lav Mi Aminalu, didn't I tell you, Lo Tislube, don't hang on Rav Nachman. Beep, turn the page. Nunavavi is Buki Sriki, right? Which is the empty pitchers. Right? Don't give to him things that he never said. Hachem Rav Nachman. Mekom Hadavik. I feel need to Kulo Kasher. In the place where it normally is connected to the hips, and even if it's removed entirely, it's Kasher. Fushishtaibo Kidei Tfisa. As long as it's, there's a part long enough to hold on and it remains intact in that area. The Kama. How much of the section is enough to grasp? The width of a finger, which is even in the case of an ox. If an area of the rectum, as long as the finger width is intact, the animal is going to be mutar. Okay, next trefa. We're moving on here, and this is number 12. A kares hapanimis shenikva. The animal, this is going to be a trefa of the inner paunch that was punctured. That's a bit of a problem over there. Or number 13, if let's say the is Oshinikra Rova Chisona, or the greater part of the outer paunch was torn, this is going to be a trefa. I'm Rav Yudah Rav. Hey, Nasan Barshila Reish Tabachaya the Tzipori Lefnei Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Nasan Ezohi Kare Sapnimi Sanya Dive. What's the inner paunch? It's the Sanya Dive. Translates as the Sikom, it literally means, according to Rashi, that it's hated by wolves. Even the wolves that eat the intestines will not eat this part because this is where all the gross stuff of the body that's about to get knocked out and throw it, you know, and use the bathroom. All the stuff gets stored over there before it goes out, and it's disgusting, right? So that area. It is called the inner paunch, even though it's not a paunch itself. So Izzy Kamer Pnimi Sanya Divi. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Sanya Divi. He says it's also the Sanya Divi, the inner paunch. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Istomcha Dekresa. No, the inner paunch is the stomach of the paunch. The rest of it then is called the outer paunch. Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Makom Tsar Yishba Karis. The any of the Ezehu, there's a narrow section in the paunch, and that's what it is, the inner one. And the rest of it is called the outer, but I don't know which of the narrow section that he's talking about. I'm Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, Nafel Kresa Bivbira. If you don't know which part of Rabbi Yochanan means, then the paunch has fallen into a pit. As you didn't explain anything helpful to us by quoting Rabbi Yochanan's definition. Amr of Abba, Amr of Acha bar Rav, Rav Aza, Rav Ava, Amr of Hasi, Min HaMetzar Ulamata. It's from where it narrows and goes down. So the paunch starts to narrow as it gets to the esophagus, all the way to the esophagus. That's called the inner paunch, even though it's closer to the front of the animal because it's enveloped by the rib cage. So the Gemara here is talking to the direction of the esophagus is downward from the perspective of the butcher who's looking at the shechted animal while it's hanging from its hind legs. Rabbi Yaakov bar Nachmini Amar Shmuel Mekom She'ein Bo Melas. He says that the inner paunch is the area that doesn't have woolly papillae on its lining. It's the kind that is scraped off after boiling the paunch in hot water. Okay. Rav Avina, Amar Guniva, Mishmei, Dirav. One second. First, let me take one step back. Rashi says the Makam Shembo Mela says Makam Yesh Bekeres Chalak Shein Sham Osot Semer Shigorin Beroschen Minakar. Let's look at like we said. So it comes along with Ravina, said the Rav Gnivu, said the Rav Rav, Tefach Beveshet Samach Lekaris, Zui Karis Hapnim. It's the last handbreadth of the esophageal tube that's near the paunch, is called the inner paunch that the Mishnah is talking about. Amib Marav, Mishmed Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Kol HaKaris, Kulo Zuhi Karis Hapnim. It's the entire paunch is what we're talking about over here. Is the inner paunch of the Mishtakma. Ve'ezu karis achitzon, and what's called the outer one, basar chofes rova karis. It's the flesh that covers most of the paunch. Another pshat, Rav Huna Amar, mifrata, he says it's the mifrata. My mifrata, Amar Rav Avi Eichet de Pari Tabche. it's where the butchers expose. It's the part of the pons that's exposed when the butchers slit open the stomach of the hanging animal. That's what it is. The entire bottom of the pons, which faces the ground when the animal's standing, this is the part that's immediately exposed when the butcher splits open the belly of the animal. Binardai of the Karaba Baravuna. Binardai did it like him. He said the Mefrata part of it is the inner punch, which is going to be a treifav as a tiny puncture. And the remainder of it is the outer one, which is only if the majority of it is torn. It's going to be a problem. Amalei Rav Ashi Lameimar, Kol Hani Shmait Samai. What do you say about all these teachings said about the inner punch? How does Nardai, what do they do with all those different opinions? So Rashi says that Ravashi is asking a Meimar because he was himself from Nardoi. Amalei Kulu Shaychen B'de Rabba Bar Rav Huna. They all fit into the view of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Ay, with the Rav Asi, I'm Rav Yochanan. What about the view of Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan? That the inner paunch is a certain narrow section of the paunch, right? That we don't exactly know which one it is. Malik far perisher of Achabar Ava. He says, what do you mean? He said that the Achabar Ava already explained that this is talking to the forward narrowing portion of Zeponch. Udrav Avina Udivne Marav Udivne Marav Amai. What about Rav Avina, who says that the last tefach of the esophagus of the inner paunch and those of the west who identify the entire paunch as the inner one, had his how do they deal with that? Malay Hani Vade Pligi says, yeah, okay, they're clearly arguing on them. They have a machlokas and they don't agree with it. If you put the Omer, big Gidola. He says, in the case of a large animal, then the critical measure is a tefach. It's a small one, it's the greater part of the outer paunch. Right? That was the continuation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, we were just dealing with that, the greater part of the outer paunch is torn, is going to be a treifah. And Yehuda says, in the case of a big animal, so then it's a tefach, and the small animal, then it's going to be rove. Rove of the outer paunch. Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Lo gedola gedola mamish, lo ketana ketana mamish. When we say big, it doesn't mean the very biggest animal, and small doesn't mean the smallest one. Ela kol shenikra ba tefach velo haveruba, so we should stand by gedola tefach. In the case where a tefach of the outer punch is torn, and this is not considered rove of the outer punch, then this is what we mean when we say in the Mishnah, the large animal, that is a tefach. Ruba velo have tefach, zui shenikra ba ketana veruba. And let's say in the case of the greater part of the outer paunch is torn, and this is not a tefach in length, and this is what we mean when we say the small animal, the greater part of the outer paunch. Ruba v'lo havi tefach pshita. Okay, in the case of the greater part of the outer paunch is torn, and it's not a tefach, it's obvious that this animal is going to be a trefa, because most is like ruba kukulo, and it's like the entire thing was torn. So why did you have to tell us that? Lo, tzricha davi tefach v'mashu. We're talking about there's a tefach and a tiny little bit over there, where a greater part of the outer paunch is just short of a tefach. Ma'av the tema ad the mikra bel tefach lo havi treifa. Until it's a tefach, it's not a treifa. Kamash v'lo, if it's coming to tell you, Rebbe is coming to say it's not the case. Even in that case, the animal is considered a treifa as soon as the greater part of the outer paunch is going to be, ends up being torn. Amar Geniva Amar Avasi. Nik de Hashem, Nik de Rakisela Trefa. If there's a hole the size of a cella, Rashi says, Kamin Aruba Agula, Verochava Kadera, Akadira, Kisela, Matbea Rachavu. So it's a, if it ends up being that the size of a cella, it's like a circular hole from the outer paunch, then what's it then? Trefa. Sheim Timasach Tamur al Tefach. Because if you stretch it out, if it's stretched into a thin line, it's going to end up to be the size of a tefach. A tear of a tefach long in the outer paunch is going to make it a treifa, like we said in the Mishnah. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, L'didim Refishalim Minei De Geniva Amabra De Narda. As explained to me by Geniva, at the river crossing of Narda, Kisela Kshera, Yasim Kisela Trefa. If it's only up to a sela, it's going to be kosher. It's more, it's going to be a problem. It's Trefa. Kami Yasim Kisela, how much more than a sela have to be? Amar of Yosef, Kigon de Island Tlas Kashyasa. It's a Trefa in the case where three date pits can pass through the hole. But Sipa Biduchka, if they are coated with fruit residue, tightly below tzipa baravcha, or if not coated with fruit residue, then easily, right? The fruit normally left attached to the pit after a person ate the date over there. Or if not, if it's not coated with that leftover stuff, it can go through easily. So it ends up being the same shear, those two things. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.